Welcome to Grange Park Junior School Podcast. Today, Year 3 is taking you on an exciting adventure into the magical world of books. We will be chatting about some of our absolutely favorite stories written by some truly amazing authors. There's something for everyone to enjoy. So grab your favorite snack. Maybe some chocolate like Willy Wonka's or even a marmalade sandwich, just like Paddington, and get comfortable. Let's dive right in.
Today we are diving into one of Roald Dahl's spookiest and most magical stories,
The Witches!
This book takes us on an adventure where nothing is as it seems.
It tells the story of a brave boy and his clever grandmother as they take on a group of terrifying witches who have an evil plan to get rid of all the children in the world. In the story, real witches are described as ordinary women who secretly hate children. The Grand High Witch is one of Roald Dahl's most memorable villains. She's powerful, scary, and has a plan to turn all children into mice. In this story, witches can smell children, and to them, kids smell like
dog droppings.
It's funny, a little spooky, and filled with unforgettable moments. So get ready to discover the secrets of spotting a witch and find out if good can triumph over evil.
Okay, what about Matilda?
Matilda? Not just any book. It is a tale of a brilliant, brave little girl who loves reading and has an incredible mind and discovers she has a secret superpower.
Here are some fun facts about this amazing book. Speaking of geniuses, by the age of just 4, Matilda had read every book in the library. Pretty impressive, right? Let's not forget her terrible parents, Mr. and Mrs. Wormwood. They are awful. Dahl based them on real people who didn't value reading or education.
On the other hand, there's Miss Honey, Matilda's lovely supportive teacher. Her name's perfectly because she's sweet and kind as honey. But then we have Miss Trunchbull, one of the scariest villains in any book. She's so terrifying, throwing kids into the chokey and even swinging one by her pigtails. Imagine having her as your head teacher. No thanks.
Now let's look at another Roald Dahl classic, Danny the Champion of the World. This story is packed with adventure, heart, and just the right amount of mischief. It's all about a boy named Danny and his dad who share an unbreakable bond and a rather unusual hobby. The story is all about Danny and his dad who live in a little cabin and run a patrol station.
But there's the twist. Danny's dad has a secret. He's a peasant poacher, and together they're coming up with a daring plan to outsmart a rich and greedy man named Mr. Victor Hazel. Did you know this book includes characters who also appear in Fantastic Mr. Fox? That's right. Dahl loved creating a little universe for his stories to connect.
Danny the Champion of the World is a story about bravery, creativity, and standing up for what's right. It reminds us of how important his family is.
Our final Roald Dahl book. We are going to step into the deliciously magical world of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory by the one and only Roald Dahl. This story is full of mystery, sweet treats, and some rather strange and not so nice characters. We are about to explore the incredible adventure of Charlie Bucket and his journey through Willy Wonka's world famous chocolate factory. Did you know that Charlie Bucket was not always the main character? In some early versions of the story, the book focused more on the factory workers and other children, but Roald Dahl had decided Charlie needed to be the hero, and we are so glad he did.
Now we are going on a fun adventure with everyone's favorite bear from Peru, Paddington. And as guess what? We are diving into the book Paddington and the Missing Marmalade Sandwich. In this story, Paddington has a bit of a problem. His precious marmalade sandwich has gone missing. And as you might expect, he searched for the sandwich, leading to some funny and unexpected situations. Did you know Paddington is actually from Peru? He was found at a train station in London by the Brown family, and they have been taking care of him ever since. His love for marmalade sandwich has come from his travels, as he discovered it in England and he couldn't get enough.
We are going to a journey into the deep dark woods, where a clever little mouse meets some very scary creatures. Yes, that's right. We're talking about The Gryphon by Julie Donaldson. And speaking of the Gruffalo, let's talk about him. The Gruffalo is a terrifying creature. He has purple flickers, orange eyes, and a terrible tongue. But he's also a bit of a surprise, isn't he? Without giving too much away, let's just say that this is not your average monster. The story is all about a mouse who, by walking through the forest, tricks someone, the dangerous animals, into his friends with the mighty Gruffalo. That's so scary. There's no one dares to mess with him.
But he's the twist. The Gruffalo is not quite as tough as he seems.
This book is called Life is a Rainbow, sharing hope on happy days, sad days, and everything in between. Let's paint a rainbow together, from yellow for happiness to purple for sadness. Each color shows a different way we can feel. So whether your day is sunny, messy, exciting, or a little bit scary, this joyful book is the perfect way to share hope with everyone around you.
We have come to the end of part one. We'll have a short intermission before part two. So get your books ready, and 3E will see you there.